Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him. You can have whatever you ask for. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Prepare a list in your head of the presents you want for your birthday. What is on your list? Most wish lists can be divided into three categories: those things you know you will get, those things you hope you will get, and those things you will not get. But it's fun to dream. What if I told you that God wants you to prepare a list, and whatever you ask for, you will get? That's right. You can ask God for anything according to His will, and He promises that you will get whatever you ask for. Did you catch the caveat? The Apostle John writes, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him." The doors of God's blessings stand wide open, but only when we ask for things according to His will. There is a limit to what we can demand and know that God will give us. The limit is God's will. We can find God's will, or His promises, laid out in His Word. So we can ask for $1 million, and God may even give it to us. But we have no promise in His Word that $1 million is God's will for us. What then can we ask for with the certainty that God will give it to us? Here's a short list. You can ask that people teach God's Word correctly and lead lives in line with that Word. You can request God the Father to send the Holy Spirit so that people believe the Word and live godly lives. You can call on God to destroy all the evil plans of His enemies. You can demand that God give you all the things that you need for your earthly welfare. You can insist that God forgive you all your sins. You can pray that God protects you from the plots of those who would pull you away from the faith. You can order God to deliver you from those things that threaten your faith, and, in the end, that God would take you to heaven. The list above may not include $1 million, but it includes something far better: heaven itself. It is yours for the asking. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.